So once again, it looks like for the 15th time, Sirhan Sirhan, the assassin of Robert Kennedy, has been denied parole. It's kind of like the parole hearings for Charles Manson. It's a formality, I guess, to do it, but there's no chance that they're going to get out. It makes you wonder about the formality. Should guys like this, Sirhan Sirhan and Manson and all the others, even have that opportunity? I guess it's in law, but really, those sorts of individuals should spend their time in jail and maybe have some justice done to them that they claim they did to their victims. Anyway, besides that, it looks like South Carolina is the next place for all the dopey politicians out there. Trump is trying to come across now as a more calm and even-going sort of guy. I don't see where that's going to go. That will change into a controversy pretty soon. Rubio's going to make amends for his screw-up in New Hampshire, and Hillary and Bernie are doing whatever. It is interesting, though, that this Michael Bloomberg talk, I don't think it'll happen, running as an independent, all that will do will take any votes for Republicans and give them to Hillary, in my opinion, kind of like a Ross Perot sort of thing. So the U.S. election craziness continues. The crazies are kept in jail. And I hope you all have a very good weekend. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.